You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
There's one thing about God. You always know where you stand with Him.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded copy of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Dr. Oswald Hoffman, regular Lutheran Hour speaker. We pray that this message will bring hope and joy to your life.
Father in heaven, faith to accept your forgiveness for the year that is passing, and hope to look forward to the year that is coming. Show your hand to us in your Son Jesus, that we may recognize your control of the world and your favor in Christ our Lord. Help us to believe and to love and to live by faith in your Son and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. God is in control. It may not look that way all the time. To some people, it does not look that way at any time. To others, it may look as if he works by fits and spurts, sometimes in control, and at others, letting people do what they please. God is in control. That is what Christmas is all about. It tells us something about God. This is the way he does things. And he is in control. Christmas has something to tell us for the new year. In writing to some new Christians at Colossae, in what is now Turkey, St. Paul said, "I am praying all the time that you can keep on going no matter what happens, always full of the joy of the Lord." It won't always be easy, he says. In fact, very often it will be very tough. But there's always God's mighty and glorious strength. "That you see," said St. Paul, "in Jesus Christ, the Son of God." The King James Version of the Bible translates what he said. "In all things, Jesus Christ has the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell, having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things to himself." By him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. The translator of the Living Bible puts it in the language of today. Jesus Christ is first in everything, for God wanted all of himself to be in his Son. It was through what his Son did that God cleared a path for everything to come to him, all things in heaven and on earth. For Christ's death on the cross has made peace with God for all by his blood. A movie star was being interviewed one day on television. She was talking about a particular director when the interviewer asked her about the reported strictness of this man in the production of a motion picture. The star replied that the director was a strict disciplinarian, but she made it very clear that she liked it. She said, "You knew where you stood with him." She said she may not always have liked what he did or what he demanded, but you always knew where you stood with him. That's the way it is with God. You always know where you stand with him. He is always in control. It is good to know that. Unless you understand that, you won't ever know what liberty and freedom really are. We all value liberty, and we want freedom. We all know, too, that freedom without limit is no freedom at all. If no one is in control, you're not going to have freedom. You're going to have chaos. Some years ago, I preached a sermon on this program during the week when President Nixon was first inducted into office. People in other parts of the world wrote me that they appreciated it, too, because it said the same thing to the heads of government in their countries. The title of that sermon was, What Does the Lord Expect of You, Mr. President? It was not a political sermon. It was a word from the Lord. Even then, some people criticized me, some of them bitterly, asking me, Who are you to be telling the president what he is supposed to do? It wasn't I at all. It was the Lord. And this is what he said. Do justice, love mercy, and walk humbly with your God. That still comes from the Lord today. It still is good for anyone who is in power today, anywhere in the world. The Lord is in control. He has proved it time and time again. He is in control today, and he will be in control tomorrow. Don't let anyone in high or low position ever forget it. God's control of the world makes Christmas what it is. It is not just the birth of a baby 2,000 years ago in a little place called Bethlehem at the far end of the Mediterranean. It just looks far to some of us. The fact is that for others it looks quite near. To the people of the Near East, for example, it happened in a place right where they are, with names that are in the news. Cyprus, Turkey, Greece, Lebanon, Egypt, and Israel, all of which are very familiar to people today. That's where the things happened that you read about in the Bible. Governments were overturned. Corruption was apparent in high places. Violence and murder took place. Sexual irregularities were all over the map. People thought God had died or something, and they were in control. They found out otherwise. There it was that God showed his hand. Finally and forthrightly, in his Son, it was his idea that all of himself should be in his Son, and that his Son should be a man like all of us. That's what the new year is all about. It is not hard to understand, even though it is hard to explain. This is the way God does things, and that's always hard to explain. Why does he act the way he does? How could he do something like this? Why would he do it? It is hard to explain, but it is not hard to understand. You have to take God as he is. I have to do that, and so do you. We are human, and he is God. He really does not owe us an explanation at all. The fact is that he doesn't owe us anything at all. He is God, and he is in control. The great good news of God is precisely this. He is God. He has made that clear in his Son. His Son comes first in everything. That Son of his became a man on Christmas Day, like us, for us, with us. Why did God do this to his Son and in his Son for us? Why, because he's God, that's why. And God is in control. You can't tell God what to do. You can pray to him and ask his help. You can thank him for what he has done, but you can't tell him what to do. He is in control. That's what Christmas tells us for the new year. Always be full of the joy of the Lord, said St. Paul, and be thankful to God our Father who has made us fit to share all of the wonderful things that belong to those who live in his kingdom of light. He has rescued us out of the darkness and gloom of Satan's kingdom and brought us into the kingdom of his dear Son, who has bought our freedom with his blood and forgiven us all our sins. That Son of his, who created everything which has ever been created, who was before anything else began and whose power holds everything together, became a man on Christmas Day because God had a great idea in mind to make peace through the blood of Christ's cross, and by him to reconcile all things to himself. Here, all means all. By Christ's death on the cross, peace has been made with God for all by the blood of Jesus Christ. That's God's idea. and he is in control. Real freedom comes from the God who is in control. This control makes freedom a thing of beauty. It's not freedom to do anything you please, for that is not freedom at all. It is freedom to be what you were meant to be. It is the liberty of the sons and daughters of God. They get to be that way by faith in Jesus Christ, who is the only son of his Father and the first to be raised from the dead. He's the beginning of a great harvest that is even now being brought in. Christ did all of this for all of us, as the Bible tells us, through his death on the cross, the very human death of a very human man. By that death, Christ brings people all the time into the presence of God. My friend, you stand with Christ before God right now. No charge left against you, nothing even for which you could be criticized. As long as you fully believe this truth in Christ, stand in it steadfastly and firmly, strong in the Lord, convinced of the good news that Jesus died for you, and never shift from trusting him to save you. This is the wonderful good news that has come to each of us and to all the world. It is now being spread all over the world. We have the joy, as St. Paul did, of telling it to others. I'm telling it to you today. In Jesus Christ, there is the fullness of God. In Jesus Christ, there's all the fullness of humanity. He is as human can be. He is as human ought to be. He is human for all of us who are polluting the world, cutting it up into little pieces and fighting over those pieces, destroying human relationships with bickering and backbiting, and in general making a mess of life for all of us, such as we are. The Son of God, with all the fullness of God, took into his all-too-human heart the degradation of our humanity. Why was the Son of God born in a stable and laid in a manger? Not to make a romantic story for people to repeat at Christmas time. This is for real. This is God. He shows once and for all he is in control. This is what he did for our salvation. Through Christ, God cleared a path for everything and everyone to come to him. He did it. He is responsible. He is the only one who could do it. We can't do it ourselves. He had to do it. And he did it. Why would he do something like that? The Bible tells us God so loved the world that he gave his only son. He loves the world so much that he doesn't want to see it die. He loves people so much that he does not want them to destroy themselves. He does want you to have the joy of living. That joy is in God. He is in control. It is he who sent his son to buy our freedom with his blood and to forgive all our sins. There you see God's power in action. He could destroy because he has that power. He prefers to save. He has the power to save. That power he has showed to the world in his Son. That power he exercises in the world through his Son. It is the good news of his Son, which is the power of God to salvation to everyone who believes. It is the power of his Spirit that brings people to have faith in the good news of his Son. God is at work all the time, showing his hand, demonstrating his power, and making people alive again with the good news of Jesus Christ. That's the guarantee of God for the new year. Once in a while you must wonder, is it really true? It could be that someone is listening to me today who has already decided for himself that it isn't true. That's something somebody made up somewhere. Those of us who believe it to be true are often looked upon as credulous people who would believe anything. I just want you to know that I am as human as you are. I am just as disinclined to believe anything new as you are. It could just be that I'm more skeptical about the possibilities of man than you are. I don't believe that every day, in every way, the world is getting better and better. I am pessimistic about the world. By the grace of God, I am optimistic about him. He is in control. It may not always look that way, even to me. But I'm sure of one thing. In spite of all my skepticism, he is in control. He has showed his hand in Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is real. He is human, as I am human. He has died, and I'm persuaded that he's been raised from the dead by the glory of his Father. I believe in him. I accept the freedom and the forgiveness he gives. That freedom is life. It's real freedom, with forgiveness for the past and faith for the future. It's faith in God, for he finally is in control. You don't have to take my word for it. Take his. His word is in his Son. What his Son did was to clear the pathway to God. All things in heaven and in earth are in his control. He's the center of everything. All roads on the map lead to him. It may be that you've been off on some byway which is not on the map. But you don't have to go that way. Jesus Christ has given you a clear road to God, having made peace by his death on the cross. You just go right into the presence of God, the one who is in control, and stand there before him with nothing left against you because of that baby born that day in that little town at the eastern end of the Mediterranean. I haven't answered all your questions about God. I couldn't explain everything to you about God. It isn't that I don't have enough time. I don't know enough about God to explain everything to you about him. Who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has been in a position to act as a consultant to him? I'm not able to explain everything about God, but I understand one thing about him. He is in control. I see that in his Son, Jesus Christ. I accept Jesus Christ for what he is, the Son of God and the Savior of the world. I take his lead and follow him. You can too, my friend. With him is forgiveness and life. His life is the light of men. God is in control. Let him who glories, says God through his prophet, glory in this, that he understands and knows me. I am the Lord. Amen.